This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting last evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJ. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees' state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJ. The Cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, PM E-Drive, scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Meanwhile, government has also approved outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday called on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin and conveyed the personal greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar is in Germany on the second leg of his three-nation tour. He arrived in Germany from Saudi Arabia after attending the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council ministerial meeting for strategic dialogue. He met Friedrich Merz, chairman of Germany's Christian Democratic Union Party and member of the CDU-CSU Christian Social Union Parliamentary Group. The minister also interacted with the members of the German parliament known as the Bundestag. Earlier, the minister held wide-ranging discussions with his German counterpart, Annalena Baerbock, and took stock of the India-Germany strategic partnership, covering areas such as trade, defense and security. On the second leg of the visit, Jaishankar is currently in Berlin, Germany for a two-day visit from September 10 to 11 and thereafter will travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from September 12 to 13. The Union Cabinet gave its approval to the PM E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. He added that the scheme addresses the concern of ensuring timely payments to operators through a dedicated fund and will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted that department-related standing committees and consultative committees of Parliament will be constituted soon. Mr. Rijiju said that the standing committees and consultative committees have been formed around 15th September in the past as well. He said this while inaugurating 6 initiatives as part of the 100-day achievements of his ministry in New Delhi. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister launched the National E-Vidhan Application 2.0, NEVA 2.0, Subordinate Legislation Management System, Consultative Committee Management System, National Youth Parliament Portal 2.0, and National Youth Parliament Competition for the students of Eklavya Model Residential Schools on the occasion. Haryana Cabinet, which met under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini at Chandigarh yesterday, accorded approval to a proposal regarding the dissolution of the 14th Haryana Vidhan Sabha. This proposal will now be sent to Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya for approval. Article 174.2b of the Constitution of India gives the Governor of State the power to dissolve the state's legislative assembly. And that is the end of this news bulletin.